This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S., European, and Arab mediators have been pressing to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants from spiraling into a wider Middle East war that the world has feared for months. Hopes have been lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. That in mind, American and European diplomats have been warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. Escalating strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to at least level off this past week. Slowly but steadily, this summer, Russian troops are forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses along the front line of the battlefield in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West to push for new weapons and strategies to shore up Kyiv. That, in turn, has brought new political demands by Russian President Vladimir Putin of Ukraine's leadership and threats of retaliation against the West, either directly or by indirect methods. The moves by the West to blunt the offensive and the potential Kremlin response could lead to a dangerous escalation as the war drags on through its third year. Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say that they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Islamic militants on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities over the last weekend. The attacks in the regional capital and the city on Sunday killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the rest of the region of the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. The chief rabbi of Russia said that a 110-year-old Durban synagogue, a center of Jewish life, was destroyed in a fire during the attacks. This is VOA News. The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. It is foreseen as an annual drill, a critical development as Washington looks to strengthen its partnerships and military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to counter growingly assertive postures from both China and North Korea. One analyst says that South Korea and Japan have the largest militaries among American allies in East Asia and have the sophistication to integrate operations with the United States. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace the late hardline President Ibrahim Raisi after an initial vote saw the top candidates not secure an outright win in the lowest turnout poll ever in the Islamic Republic by percentage. The election this Friday pit little-known reformist candidate against the hard-line former nuclear negotiator. An election spokesman announced the result in a news conference carried by Iranian state television on Saturday. Beryl has now strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning was issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent in the Grenadines. Barbados Meteorological Service said the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 660 miles or 1,060 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour or 130 kilometers per hour. It was moving west at 22 miles per hour or 35 kph. Thousands of people are in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup cricket final, with India beating South Africa on Saturday. Newly released video shows an officer in upstate New York fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy who had been tackled to the ground after he ran from police while pointing a replica handgun. The body camera video was released late Saturday by the police department. That shooting happened Friday night after officers stopped two kids. Police say one youth ran, and officers later recovered a replica handgun with a detachable magazine from the scene. The state attorney general will lead the investigation into the shooting and determine whether or not the police response was justified. Again, they say that the shooting happened Friday night after the officer stopped the youth. One youth ran and pointed what appeared to be a handgun at officers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.